Fuel systems. Most small boats have a portable fuel tank, which is able to be removed from the boat. It is desirable to remove the portable fuel tank from the boat while refueling to avoid any spillage of petrol into the bilge of the boat, creating an unnecessary fire risk. We've got to remember, when we want to run the engine, we need to undo the breather valve on the fuel cap on top of the tank. Otherwise, we will create a vacuum and the motor will stop when it's starved of fuel shortly after startup. Larger boats usually have an inbuilt fuel tank. We fill up these boats the same way we fill up our car with petrol. These boats have a built-in breather system fitted. We need to not fill our fuel tanks to full, otherwise fuel will spill out of the breather, creating a fire risk. A common underfloor fuel system includes a tank, a pickup hose, a primer pump, an on-off tap, a fuel filter, and a feed hose to the engine. We should check our fuel system for leaks or any damage prior to use, and always have a sniff around our fuel fittings for a fuel smell. We will smell a fuel leak before we see one, and our sense of smell is used when checking for fuel leaks. While refueling our vessel, we should make sure our marine radio is turned off. No talking on the mobile phone, and do not allow any person to smoke in the immediate area, and maintain contact between the hose nozzle holding the trigger whilst refueling. Also, avoid filling up with E10 ethanol fuel, as it is not suitable for marine engines, including outboards, and if used, can void the engine warranty. Mariners running out of fuel is a common cause of call-out for marine rescue organisations. The main cause of increased fuel consumption include operating in heavy weather, travelling against the tide, travelling against the wind, becoming lost and having to travel a longer distance than planned, having to tow a broken down vessel back to the ramp, extending a planned voyage, or any other emergency which may occur.